A buxom rich widow had late laid in grave her husband old Simon, her true drudge and slave. But oh, the sad loss of beloved dear mate! She lacks her dear bedfellow, oh, her hard fate! With many a groan then she sighed and she cried, she wants her old Simon to lie by her side. To a carver she goes then, resolved for to get her a husband of wood made instead of better. The carver an image does presently make, life like old Simon, and for his dear sake, every night in her bed whatsoever betide, this wood and old Simon shall lie by her side. With a shirt on his back and a cap on his head, and warmed very well laid a nights in her bed, she kisses and fills him, her arms round him throws, and hugs him, but all to small purpose she knows. Yet for dear husband's sake, whatsoever betide, this wood and old Simon shall lie by her side. This jolly gay widow had suitors came to her, who proffered with all the best words they could woo her, to choose a new husband to take off her cares. A husband, ah no, she's all deaf to their prayers. In vain they all courted, the place was supplied, for her wood old Simon still lay by her side. At length a brisk spark, whose estate run adrift, and wanted rich widow to give him a lift, by wheedling and bribing the widow's kind maid, a subtle sly plot straight between them was laid. One night in her bed this brisk gallant to hide, stead of wood and old Simon to lie by her side. Like old Simon dressed, though not made of hard wood, but a softer young Simon of sweet flesh and blood, hid close twixt the sheets where he lies snug and still, till the widow, who harmless poor thing dreamt no ill, as brisk as a girl and as gay as a bride, trips nimble to bed and lies close by his side. With a reach and a yawn and a soft sigh or two, as a poor single widow might very well do, no sooner she felt herself all thorough warm, but stretching at last a kind leg and an arm, with a plump heaving breast and a warm cheek beside, she turned to her Simon that lay by her side. As she gave the kind hug, likewise all on a sudden, she thought she touched something that did not feel wooden, or something she felt which was all soft and warm. Nay, at last something stirred too, but thinking no harm, she hugged him still the closer, resolved to be tried what had altered the wooden old Simon by her side. But oh, to unriddle her wonder, her arms locked fast in embraces, all rapture and charms, till melting and dying and twining and pressing, she felt something sweet, so beyond all expressing, that never, oh never, all ravished she cried, so dear a kind Simon e'er lay by my side. The maid in the morning, but not till near noon, for fear of disturbing her mistress too soon, came and knocked at the door for to know of her lady what for dinner she'd order to have her get ready, what baked, boiled, or roast she'd have her provide. Gainst she rose from the Simon that lay by her side. Roast the pig and the goose, the brisk widow replied. Boil a stout leg of mutton with turnips beside. Get a dish of plump partridge with a good smothered coney. The best can be purchased for love or for money, with a dish of sweet custards and cheesecakes beside, for me and my dearest that lies by my side. Aye, madam, your will shall be done, says the maid, but only, sweet mistress, I'm sorely afraid. We have not at home got wood enough here to make a quick fire to dress this good cheer. How hussy, cries widow, want fire for your turn. Burn old Simon, ye jade, take old Simon and burn. Old Simon was burnt then, and all this good cheer was welcome too small for her bedfellow dear. A senseless old Simon, that wooden dull tool, a silly dry image, no, burn the old fool. With a sweeter soft armful, much better supplied, she has warm flesh and bones now to lie by her side.